And the winner of the Tiny Desk Contest is H-Hog and the Grumps!
What's happening?
I had the dream again.
Oh, the one about the Tiny Desk contest?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
If we win, they fly us to D.C.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in a hedgehog-sized plane.
Oh, we get to see the real Tiny Desk.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be at least 21 to enter.
So what?
I'm 3.
Yeah, you're 3.
Yeah, that's how we announced the Tiny Desk contest was opening. With a bunch of hedgehogs.
So we had to call a hedgehog and tell them they won this week. No, this is it.
We do have a winner.
We have a winner. You were a judge. I was a judge. We sifted through an awful lot of amazing talent.
I couldn't be happier, honestly, with Naya Izumi. He's a guitarist, singer, phenomenal guitar player, phenomenal voice. We had voting wrap up just last week. We all got together, you and I and the other judges, and this is who we came up with. After going through around 5,000 video entries, from a lot of incredibly funny, brilliant, talented people. Let's play his winning entry.
Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the actual video so you'll hear his introduction, and then we'll tell you more. Yay!
Hey, I'm Naya Izumi, and this is my 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Contest entry. This song is called Soft Spoken, or previously Soft Spoken Woman. Enjoy.
Trying to decide.
Unconscious, babe. A book by its cover. Lisa. And you will learn.
Naya Izumi. He's tucked in the video. He's sort of tucked against a wall. It's in a garage, recorded. He's got a little drum machine that he hits,
yeah,
and
the
then
beat
it loops.
Was all from the, yeah, from him hitting it.
And then the way he plays the guitar is something you really want to see. It's a tap style of guitar where the hand that usually does the strumming or the picking is actually tapping on the strings, and because it's amplified, you hear the bing bong.
Yeah, it's sort of hammering on the strings. Yeah.
Quite an extraordinary player.
And he's a remarkable person, too, with a really incredible personal story behind his music.
I talked to him on Friday, and I learned that he hid his music from his parents, his playing of music from his parents, because the home didn't allow it. Yeah. Eventually, his mom embraced his playing, but his dad, he was afraid to let his dad know he played music. So he had to hide his guitar, and whenever dad was out of the house, he'd practice and practice. And there's even more to this story. You know, you hear at the top, he says the name of the song is Soft Spoken Woman, and then he said, I mean, soft spoken. Naya, for many years, performed as a woman, and so the song Soft Spoken Woman was appropriate. Now he's playing as a man, which is how he was defined at birth. It's just an extraordinary story. We didn't pick him because of any of that story, because we didn't know that story, right?
Yeah, no.
We just picked him on the music. And then, as it was with Fantastic Negrito, our first year, if you don't know his story, yeah, now a Grammy Award winning artist, his story of near-death experience and so forth was also extraordinary. It just seems that when life is incredibly challenging and you have a passion, whatever it is, in this case it's music, that funnel just makes everything more powerful, what comes out of it. And can't wait to meet him, can't wait to hear him play. And it was just about a year ago that we had a conversation similar to this about Tank and the Bangas.
Last year's winner, yeah.
And this year, now a year later, they have a major label, Verve Forecast is their label, and they have their first major label single that came out last week. So I'm going to do, how about we play that?
Let's do that.
Another great story song from Tank and the Bangas. This one is called Smoke, Netflix, Chill.
Is there anything else to life than that right there?
Smoke, Netflix, chill. Smoke. What you think you're doing? What you trying to ruin? Everything that ever meant something. Tell me, baby, what would you want now? Besides, I already in the last text that you sent. What she sent, but you know what I did. Can I get some honesty? What are you telling me, man? Cause we used to talk and I connect the lights. Now we be paying suspicions, pay attention. And now you acting different, real different. Are you looking for a reason not to be here? What, you can't hide it. I feel like we're divided. Like all you want is touching, and then we back to sexy. But I don't want it no more. That's when you knock on the door, and I crumble, be humble. So don't worry. Like a blimp and like a chip you just dip, and then you come over feeling on my booty and shit. So dumb, but we, yeah.
It's nice to get new music from them.
Yeah, and it sounds great.
Yeah, incredible band.
Very good. Tank of the Bangas, the song is Smoke, Netflix. Oh, in case you didn't know. Chill.
Chill. Was it Smoke, Chill, Netflix? Was
no, I don't think so. Should I play it again?
Order? Yeah. Let's go to Rafiq Bhatia. I know him as the guitarist, like so many other people know him as the guitarist for Sun Lux. And like the other members of Sun Lux, he is so talented, and his knowledge of his instrument is so deep. When I see him play, I think, you know, he's gotten so proficient and so well-versed in every level of playing of that instrument that he's almost bored with it. And so on his new solo record, which is called Breaking English, he decided to completely dismantle the way he thinks about
the instrument. So that's what we hear, the guitar. He's dismantling the guitar, but it's amplified.
And a drill, okay. And then you hear a hammer.
Listen, I'm going to go get lunch.
I love that the name of the record is called Breaking English, because it feels like that's what he's doing. He's breaking the language of this instrument. Oh, cool. It's a mind blower. The song that I want to play is called Before Our Eyes, and he does a lot of stitching together of a lot of different styles and genres across this entire record, and I think this cut, Before Our Eyes, gives you a good idea of the range of sounds on this record from Breaking English and Rafiq Bhatia. We'll be right back.
What is going on there?
Yeah,
That's really good.
A lot going on here from Rafiq Bhatia, especially the violin playing of Anjana Swaminathan, who brought in a lot of those sort of Indian violin, Indian classical elements, which are just incredible. Rafiq says that this song is about watching something unravel before your eyes and being completely helpless and powerless to stop it. And I want to make clear this is a quote from Rafiq that I'm reading here. He says, in the aftermath of the 2016 election, Anjana and I were in touch periodically, trying to come to terms with the outcome and its implications. I think this collaboration was therapeutic for both of us in terms of processing what had happened. As the American-born son of Muslim immigrants, Donald Trump's election felt personal. He carried the state where I grew up and the one where my parents reside today. Millions of Americans cast their votes for a hateful, corrupt demagogue who, among his innumerable horrifying statements, pledged to have people like my parents banned from entering this country. Such widespread tolerance of ideas like this didn't appear overnight. In fact, it's been growing in plain sight right before our eyes. Unquote. A quote there from Rafiq Bhatia about that song we just heard, Before Our Eyes, and his record-breaking English, which is out now. Really powerful music from this guy. And if you want something that is a really rewarding listen that you can just camp out some night and that'll be your evening's entertainment, put this record on, because
I'm not going out tonight.
It is not a casual listen. It is really wonderful.
A short break and we'll come right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, starting on a tiny stove in Northern California and now helping bands get their start on a tiny desk. Lagunitas is committed to helping bands reach more ears through beers. See more ways Lagunitas supports artists, musicians, and nonprofit community groups at lagunitas.com. Support also comes from Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can access all the amazing services of the post office right from your home or office. Buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or package using your computer and printer, and the mail carrier picks it up. It's so convenient. For a 4-week trial, including postage and a digital scale, go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in all songs.
Hi, I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Mindy Thomas.
And together, we bring you Wow in the World,
NPR's podcast for families.
Every week, we explore wild and new scientific discoveries.
We also ride a bird. Find Wow in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy Raz is like the Ryan Seacrest of NPR. He hosts everything, right? He's got the TED Radio Hour, and he has How I Built This. And he has Wow in the World.
I think he wants to do your job.
Yeah.
Or mine.
Only a matter of time, Bob. If I did host it with Guy, I would tell him that our next band is called Wells. This is Jesse Wells. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist originally from Arkansas. His debut full-length record is coming out soon called Red Trees and White Trashes. I want to play a song called 17, and I'll tell you more about him and it when we come back.
White skin underwater. You know she's somebody's daughter. You know I'm somebody's daughter. I'm here tonight and I want her. I'm here tonight and I've got her. And it's cold in the water. I wonder if I should bother. You know she's somebody's daughter. When she gets old, it'll haunt her. I'm here tonight, I've got her. Sit tight. has his short hair, telling me that you don't care. He ain't here, but he's somewhere. I'm all fucked up, so I don't care. I know I'm in, but I'm out there.
So this is Jesse Wells. He just goes by the name Wells, W-E-L-L-E-S, in his song 17 from Red Trees and White Trashes. It's a song he wrote while living in this sort of a communal artist colony in Fayetteville. And he says that the song is in part about a coming of age and understanding who you are and who your friends are, especially once you grow up and you get out of your comfort zones and you start dealing with all the expectations that you've lived with your entire life. This is a quote from Jesse Wells. He says, I wrote 17 as kind of an epitaph for my own childhood innocence and to usher in the new ideas I was encountering playing in bands in Fayetteville. New notions in regards to my idea of manhood and sexuality. A good friend of mine had just come out as trans and it had really left an impression on me. I came from a small town with a pretty narrow take on gender and the roles therein. I was also 19, just old enough to not fit with high schoolers and just young enough to be completely uncool anywhere else. I was just realizing all of this at the time that he sat down to write this song. Boy, that's a lot to come to terms with. I'm not cool anymore. Wow. Red Trees and White Trashes, you heard that line in that song. June 15th. That's out June 15th.
My next artist describes himself in a little PowerPoint that he has on his website. His name is Stephen Wolf, or Stevie Wolf is what he goes by. He says, age, younger than Ed Sheeran, older than Khalid. Hometown, Boulder, Colorado. Height and weight, tallish, regular. Looks, nothing special. Self-esteem, nope. Also included Tourette's syndrome, anxiety, depression, good butt, partial colorblindness. All true. Stevie Wolf is the artist. I'm going to play this song called Eve Klein Blues.
Could you have known me at all? Could you have known me at all? I don't think that I believe in love right now. Seems like all these answers. Tears and twisted mouths. The symphony underneath my quiet. Could you have known me at all? Could you have known me at all? I get lost behind my fingertips. Oh, I soul inside a text. Oh no. I keep mine swimming in my distant mind. Pit made of lead set on my chest. Somehow through the emptiness I see you like Eve Klein Blue. When everything else is black and white.
I don't know if you knew Stevie Wolf before, but that's just a great song.
Oh, it's incredible. It would have gone really well with actually the Rafik Bhatia song.
I could hear that. We got a lot of nice guitar stuff today on the show. Yeah. Eve Klein Blue is the name of the song. Eve Klein, if you didn't know, is a French painter, and there's this color. Blue Man Group, you know the color Blue Man Group?
Is it blue?
It's that color blue.
Oh, yeah.
That's Eve
Klein
Blue.
It's a very brilliant, bright blue.
All right. He painted lots of monochromed things, and that blue is really something that he was known for. Stevie Wolf says that he knows there's an undeniable pull some people have to others. Sometimes you see somebody, and they're the most vibrant human ever, and I feel like you know them just by the way they look at you. Eve Klein Blue is supposed to be that sonic interpretation of that intense
color,
feeling.
Yeah.
So that's what the song is about. You going to take us out?
I'm going to take us out on new music from Beach House. You know, it's interesting. Rafiq Bhatia, he said about his record, Breaking English, he said he's obsessed with reconciling opposites and that he wanted to tear up all the old ways of thinking about his music. And it's actually very similar to what's going on this new Beach House record. It's called Seven because it's their seventh record. And when they announced the record, the band issued a statement saying, and this is a quote from the band, "Throughout the process of recording Seven, we wanted to rethink old methods and shed some self-imposed limitations. In the past, we often limited our writing to parts that we could perform live. On Seven, we decided to follow whatever came naturally." And then they go on to say, "In a more general sense, we're interested by the human mind's and nature's tendency to create forces equal and opposite to those present." So thematically, this record often deals with the beauty that arises in dealing with darkness, the empathy and love that grows from collective trauma, the place one reaches when they accept rather than deny. I think what you hear in this new record from Beach House, the music is getting bigger and more, you know, they've always done these dreamscape, dreamy pop music, right, washed in lots of reverb, and it's gets a little louder, a little grittier. They've added some driving drum beats.
Now it's 50 guitars.
Yeah, exactly. And the cut I want to play from Seven is called Dark Spring from Beach House, and this record is out May 11th. But you can hear this song now, Dark Spring.
Tiny Desk Contest winner. Yay, one more time.
Yeah, Naya Izumi. Yeah. And you can see his video on our website. Please go check it out. It's very powerful.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.